Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning, our guest is David Bonowitz, who is the trail master, the head of East Tennessee Wanderers, a walking organization based in Blount County. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Frank.
Happy to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
All right, so I'm already at a disadvantage because I really don't walk very far at all. I'm not a walker.
That's what I understood.
They've already told you.
Yes. I think on your website it says something effect you prefer swimming where you can have the silence to hear the voices in your head.
Yes. Well, here's a first, a guest who's done some research before showing up. Yeah, I do swim, mainly because I'm not walking.
Well, actually, you can swim in our program, too.
Oh.
We are a club associated with the American Volkssport Association. And usually when I say Volkssport around here,
think you mean cars.
Yeah, I get Volkswagens
sure.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people just kind of stare at me. But it's an international sport. It involves walking.
Volksmarching, it says.
Volksmarching, which is German, people's walk.
Okay, and what's the word for Volks swimming?
Volks swim.
Oh, okay.
I'm making that up, but that's the closest I could get. I don't speak German. But it's an international sport that was brought to this country principally by military guys who were overseas and got involved in the sport.
And you've been in the Air Force. For many years.
I was 26 years in the Air Force.
Okay.
And actually did our first Volksmarch at Offutt Air Force Base and kind of got hooked on it. And it's very family friendly. The walk portion, again, there's walks, there's swims, there's snowshoes, there's cross country skiing. Don't do a lot of that around here.
Mm-hmm.
Rollerblading and all sorts of other things that people can do. It's really lifetime sports.
So it's Volks getting up and getting around.
Exactly. Get off the couch, get out and exercise a little bit without realizing you're exercising.
Sure.
Because it's non-competitive. We can get out and we walk, and typically our walks that the club set up are 10 kilometers, 6.2 miles,
mm-hmm.
Or 5-kilometer option, 3.1 miles, a shorter option. And what our club does is set up walks that our club members and anybody can come and walk. If you're involved in the American Volkssport Association, the international sport, and you're collecting stamps in your book to get awards, then there's a little fee involved. But other than that, it's totally free. And AVA refers to it as the three Fs: friendship, fun, and fitness.
And AVA stands for?
American Volkssport Association.
Okay.
That's our parent organization.
Friendship, fun, fitness.
Right. And we add a fourth F, food. It's a very important one for us.
This is the
South.
Most
clubs do. We set up two walks a month. Not all the walks are creditable, if you will, in the AVA system to get a stamp in the book. For example, we did a walk a couple of weeks ago in Clinton,
mm-hmm.
and we are eventually going to set that up to be a what we call a year-round event where anybody can come and walk. We'll set up a map. We'll have a box that'll sit in one of the stores, and people can come in, and people do. They come from all over the country. We publicize it in a big book. There are over 1,850
walks. That
is
a huge – hold that up again to the microphone.
There
so
we go.
So
let the people see it.
Yeah. What is it? It's just directions or locations?
Right.
If
you look up Tennessee in there, and then you look up and you'll find a walk in Maryville.
Yeah.
You'll find a walk
there it is right here, in downtown Maryville. Yeah.
Yep, that's a walk we set up. Anybody can come to the market at Washington at High and ask for the walk box,
mm-hmm.
get a box out, which is just a little file box, get the maps and directions out from there, and take our walk.
So you just follow the directions.
Right.
But when you have an organized thing like you do this coming Saturday, there's a larger group, and that's when it gets into the Volksmarch as opposed to the Volkswalk.
That's more of the traditional. It's called a traditional event.
Okay.
It's more like it was done in Europe when they would have big festivals. And they would do these walks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll set up at one of the shelters, Shelter C, at Frozen Head State Park.
We're talking now about specifically
this coming Saturday.
Okay.
We're going to set that up, and anybody can come out between 9 and noon, sign in, pick up a map, take our walk, and as long as they're finished by 4 o'clock in the afternoon, they're good to go. Now, people that want to do it for free can do it for free just to come out and part of that fellowship, that friendship part of it, yeah, and fun. A little bit of fitness as well, particularly at Frozen Head, because that one's classed as a Class 5 walk, meaning it's a tougher walk than, yeah, say, the Maryville walk, which is just on city streets.
All right. Well, let me ask a few questions,
sure,
about this concept of Volksmarching and about East Tennessee Wanderers. David Bonowitz is here. He's the trail master,
right,
of the whole shebang. When someone shows up just on their own,
right,
and they get this map out of your box, I mean, who pays for the map?
We did.
Okay. So it's just like a Xerox piece of paper or something?
Right.
Okay.
It's basically maybe multiple sheets of paper that'll have written directions. So somebody that's verbal will end,
okay,
up reading the directions, you know.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're your own GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Walk 300 yards, turn right.
Well, do people, I imagine that some people have portable GPS or...
Sure. In fact, that's how I do when I certify a trail, I take my portable GPS out and I walk the trail and then I get my measurements because if it qualifies, like the Maryville Walk as an,
yeah,
example does, to be a 10-kilometer walk, I want to make sure that it's 10 kilometers because that's what the people are getting credit,
right,
for.
Right.
People that are gathering credits in the international program are putting a stamp in their book for events and for distance. So if they, you know, after they've walked so many kilometers, they can get a little patch, little award from the national organization that says, congratulations, yeah, you've done 10 events or 50 events or 500 events.
Kind of like when you donate a lot of blood, you get the,
exactly,
little 1 gallon,
yeah,
pin, you know.
Yeah, it's
the,
just,
yeah,
you know, you aren't as weak after you do it. So but I'm all for donating blood, too. So don't get me wrong.
How many years, David, have you been marching or walking?
My family and I started probably in 1988. So we've been doing it for over 20 years.
How many miles, ballpark?
I'm not even sure.
All right. How many kilometers then? I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
for kilometers. Let me see. I pull out my record book and let's see what I've got here. I've only done a little. I'm working on my 2,000 kilometers, but you have to understand that I took a long break. Again, it's a family oriented sport, although you don't have to have a family to do it. But
sure.
There was a time when we, particularly when we moved here, there was not a local club, and I had young boys. So instead of going out and doing walks on Saturday, we were doing soccer and baseball and Boy Scouts and all of those other things. So we kind of took a hiatus and you know, didn't do a whole lot of walking for maybe about 10 of those 20 years.
But East Tennessee is a great place for hiking. I know.
Oh.
I've got friends who they call it hiking. And that's my next question is going to be, after you tell me about the great places to walk locally, what's the difference between hiking and walking?
Well, there's not much. I guess when we call ours walks, and some of them, like Frozen Head, will be more of a hike.
Yeah, you'll have to give us directions to that coming up, too, because but tell me,
sure,
more about the hike versus the walk still.
So we class the walks 1 to 5, and if you're doing a hike, a walk that we'll still call it a walk, but everybody else would call it a hike, you're going to probably want a hiking stick and you're going to want,
yeah,
hiking boots. A lot of our walks are city oriented. The walk we did in Clinton, it's on city streets. So it really is just like walking. In fact, my wife stopped and did some shopping along the way. So
there you go.
These walks can get expensive.
When you have a city walk like that, can you connect it to, I immediately go to mind of the Cradle of Country Music walking tour in downtown Knoxville, which would be a very short compared to what you're doing.
Absolutely.
But can you incorporate that tour into your bigger
And part
Volks
of that,
March?
Absolutely. Part of that we do. In fact, there's actually a walk in Knoxville that was set up by the Asheville Amblers before we existed, before the East Tennessee Wanderers were here. And their walk covers a whole bunch of the historic places in Knoxville, given a 10-kilometer route. And that's exactly what we try to do, is we try to gather in some of those historic points. For example, Clinton.
Because now you're piquing my interest, because just the idea of walking and marching doesn't do it for me. But then if you think about it, when I travel to places like D.C. or even just downtown Knoxville. I walk around, I look at all this stuff.
Absolutely. And this is kind of an organized set to do that. In fact, my family have walked in all 50 states. And our goal was exactly to do a Volksmarch in all 50 states. We got neat certificates that say we did it. But most importantly, we had the experience.
I'm jealous. We're talking with David Bonowitz. He's the trail master of East Tennessee Wanderers. The concept is Volksmarching. It's a worldwide organization, and he's got the local chapter of it. So when you're marching around in all 50 states, you've got right here in town.
Yeah. And in fact, when we moved here, as I retired from the Air Force, we had fallen in love with East Tennessee, and we moved here. We said, this place is perfect because it's great for walking, but there's no Volksmarching club.
Because you want some hills, I'm guessing, because we do have, you know, hills.
Hills are nice. You know, you can do hills, you can do flat.
Right.
We have a walk at Fort Loudoun State Historic Area, and there's some flat, and then there's some nice little hills. But what it does is it takes people around on the natural trails that are there, but also takes them over to the Sequoia Birthplace Museum, which a lot of people, particularly people from out of town, might never go to if they didn't get introduced by this. And in fact, that's we've had our first international walker. An individual from Norway has done our Fort Loudoun walk. And so we were impressed to see that we had somebody that is traveling around the U.S. doing Volksmarches, and they stopped in and did our Fort Loudoun walk.
That is cool. All right. I've seen a couple on your calendar of upcoming events. EastTennesseeWanderers.org is the website. My wife, I would probably be interested in the Biltmore Estate, and I imagine I probably have Volksmarched, maybe not the whole 10K, but I've marched around Biltmore a couple of times myself.
Yeah, that's, again, that's one that's
does
set
it include
up
inside the house? That doesn't count, does it?
Probably not. We haven't done that one. That's another one that's set up by the Asheville Amblers as a year-round event. So we're the club. People that are interested are going to go over there. We'll get the walk box. We'll get their maps. We'll pay whatever fees we have to pay for the Biltmore.
Yeah.
And then we'll do, you know, do their walk. And the interesting thing about that one in their advertising for it is it talks about it goes out in some of the grounds that aren't as actively walked by the tourists, because it takes you back through some of the trails on the grounds that are very interesting.
Now, the event you have coming up this Saturday, April 9th at Frozen Head State Park.
Right.
Just to see if you're a sports fan.
Yes.
How do you get to Frozen Head State Park?
Well, that I'm going to have to look at because...
Well, I guess the best thing to do is then look on the... On your website, because I see you take Pellissippi to Oak Ridge.
Right.
And then you go to Oliver Springs. And so you need to look this one up.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I guess, in that area will already know how to get to Frozen Head State Park because there's signs and what have you.
And that's an important thing. We found as we were going out there, we were following our GPS, and the GPS was going to have us make a right turn at one point when there was a sign right in front of us that said Frozen Head straight ahead.
So follow the signs.
And so follow the signs.
Okay. Because I don't need to give turn-by-turn directions here, but if I can get you in the ballpark of
yeah, it's obviously. Out it's out near Wartburg.
Okay.
And it's not a far drive from here in Knoxville. It's a beautiful park. And this time of year is particularly nice because it turns out our walk is going to be on the first of the weekends that they've designated as the Wildflower Pilgrimage. And they've done this Wildflower Pilgrimage for over 40 years. Apparently, and I have not seen it during the wildflower season, but apparently the Frozen Head Park is just beautiful with lots of different kinds of wildflowers. So we're using their trails, obviously, and I've gone out there and I've pre-mapped and we'll have maps for people, and people, you know, pick up a map, take the walk, and then we'll have some food for sale at our picnic area, the Shelter C, where we'll be starting.
And you start at 9 in the morning?
Well,
or
you can start anytime you want from 9 till noon.
Okay.
And that's where, again, it's non-competitive. It's not like a fundraiser where you're marching for dollars.
Right.
And it's not a race where you've got to beat the other guy. It's go out, meet people, take the walk, get a little exercise, see something you might not see otherwise, have some experiences, come back, again, socialize.
So it's pleasant.
Very nice. And that's the nicest thing about the sport. And again, you almost put quotes around the word sport.
Yeah, activity.
Activity is probably even better because it's the people. We started the club 2 years ago with 4 people, and we now have over 41 in the club. And it's the people that make it as much fun as it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have when we went out the other day, we went up to our Rogersville walk. We have a box up at Rogersville that people can go and do the walk anytime they want to. And we took the club up there, and we had 16 people walking it.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were finishing up the walk, we stopped in at a little restaurant and suddenly dropped in on this restaurant that had one waiter. All 16 of us showed up, and they did a great job for us, and we had great food and great social time. And then we finished up our walk. So I'm not sure where I ended up on the calorie balance on that one, because the food was really good.
If it's rich diner food, you have to be very careful. You don't want to eat more than you burn off.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. David Bonowitz, it's easttennesseewanderers.org, the event coming up in the Wartburg area at Frozen Head State Park this Saturday. You start between 9 and noon, and you walk until we're done.
Right.
But you have to be done by 4 p.m.
We close the trail at 4 o'clock, and we'll have somebody that will walk the trail at the end to make sure that it's still neat and clean and that there's nobody sitting on the side with a hurt ankle or something like that. But in general, it won't be hard to finish in that
time. For this one, it says to bring trekking poles.
Well, this one is a challenging one. It's classed as a 5. And so it's more of a hike than a walk.
So I'm not going to – this is not one for me.
May not be, Frank. You may want to – you would probably want to do one like – we have one that it's not an organized Volksmarch, but it's an organized walk.
I mean, someday I could do a 5. I just don't want, I don't want that to be my first one and then hate it. You know what I mean?
Well, absolutely
right. You got to work your way up to it, right?
Sure. And in fact, what we suggest to people if they haven't done a lot of walking is you come out and you do a walk and you decide, well, I can't do 10 kilometers. I can't do 6 miles. Well, that's fine. Go out a ways and come back and you know, but get out there. Don't just sit at home and come out and enjoy the festivities, if you will. In the past, it's not as notable now, but in the past when clubs would do what we call a traditional event like this thing at Frozen Head, there would be a lot of people that would come out, and it would be close to what it used to be and maybe still is over in Europe. More festival oriented, and people would be cooking brats, and they'd be, a lot of social activity.
So maybe you end up at are there some of your, there's so many events on the calendar. I'm looking through to see, do any of them end at some sort of big party?
Or? Well, they'll all end at some place where we can have food.
Okay. That's important.
That's a very important element to it.
Right.
But we do have one, if you're looking at the schedule there, which we call a progressive picnic. You've done progressive dinners perhaps, but we do it a little differently. We couple our walking with our eating, and we pre-stage a couple of cars out along the Greenway.
Yeah.
And then we walk from, in this case, we were walking from the Blount County Library out
Greenway,
the Greenway.
My mind immediately goes to the Maryville Alcoa area, right?
And that's exactly where this was. We were doing the Greenway out, and at the band shell, we had parked a car with appetizers. So we all walked out there, and then we stopped, and we had our appetizers, and we cleaned up. We walked to the next location where we had a car and we had a main course. And then we walked to the next location where we had dessert. And it was a lot of fun.
It sounds fun.
A lot of fun.
I see a progressive picnic scheduled for October of this year.
That's the one this year.
Oh, fantastic.
So,
all right. Now, you mentioned earlier, David Bonowitz from East Tennessee Wanderers. I thought we were joking about the idea of a Volks swim, which is something that would appeal to me because I honestly, and I'll be blunt about this, I can swim a mile easier than I can walk a mile. Swimming a mile takes 3-4 times longer than it takes to walk a mile. It's just, I can do that.
Right.
But it's not exactly the most social sport in the world. I mean, you're kind of in your own head when you're swimming.
Exactly.
How do you make it a Volks event?
Well, we've never done one, but basically it's just setting up either in a pool or in open water swim where you have a distance that people are going to swim. Now, on biking and walking, we collect kilometers.
Yeah.
Swimming is just an event for event's sake. So there's no distance oriented there.
All right.
And again, it's just that fitness, social aspect, certainly not while you're swimming.
Right,
it's a little hard to do that.
But break
before,
laps.
Before and after,
yeah,
or
I mean,
breaks during laps.
You swim a mile all at once is pretty tiring. It's nice to take a break in the middle.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, that's one that we've not gotten into. We do have a bike route in Alcoa using the Greenway, 25 kilometers. I have been criticized for my mapping on that, and because being a walker, I kind of mapped it like and wrote it out like you do for a walk.
Mm.
But it's a lot easier when you're walking to be able to say, turn left at the next corner, now turn left at the next corner. When you're on a bike, you need something a little more continuous. So I've got to do some rewriting on that one. But
so you have it in your head where your turns
exactly
are going to be before.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Well, I have another question about your Volks walks or Volks marches around East Tennessee. We've talked about some in Anderson County and Knox County. In Sevier County, you know, where so many of our tourists end up, and I saw the word Gatlinburg on your page somewhere. What do you have up that way that might be, you know, very—
Well, there is a walk in Gatlinburg. It is—
I see one in May. Okay, here it is, May 7th.
We're actually—it's not one of our walks, meaning we don't own the walk. It's what we call a year-round event. Again, there's a box in place at an outdoor store, and people can go and pick up a map and take the walk anytime they like. We're going to take the club up and do it. As Trailmaster, it's a lot of work setting up new walks. So I'm not up for doing a lot of work if I can help it.
when there's so many great walks that have already been mapped out.
That's exactly right. So when we try to walk our own walks twice a year, we have one in Maryville, one in Fort Loudoun, one in Rogersville. Then we have the bike in Alcoa and a walk in Alcoa. Now, we also pre-walk some things. We've done a walk, which we call a fun walk, in Clinton. Mm-hmm. And because of the history of Clinton and the Clinton 12, we are seriously thinking about setting that up as a 10-kilometer walk and establishing a walk box up there and sanctioning it as a year-round event.
Because, for those who don't know their history, let's just mention that the Clinton 12 goes back to desegregation of schools in the 1950s.
And we actually had people from Clinton that were with us that were in school at the time. So we found it very interesting to do our walk because we got a lot of the local history during that walk. We also did a fun walk in Oak Ridge, and I think the history of the secret city just begs for us to have a walk there because I think it'll be a big draw for people that do these things and travel. We frequently have folks contact us that are coming in from other states that are doing walks. Our first walk was done in Townsend.
Mm-hmm. And the quiet side of the Smokies.
Side of the Smokies. And we had people from Indiana. We had people from Alabama. We had people from North Carolina. We had people from Georgia all come to that walk.
Interesting.
And again, that was a one-day event. For the year-round events, just like when my family traveled around the country doing walks, we planned our route based upon where was there a walk that sounded interesting that we wanted to do in that particular state.
How long did it take you to get to 50 states?
Several years, but I won't say we cheated, but at the end, when I retired from the service, we took a 2-month trip out west with our camper.
Nice.
And we went from walk to walk to walk and then took the Maritime Highway up to Alaska to do a couple walks up there.
Oh, fantastic.
And it was a lot of fun. And then we had to come back to the real world and actually get a job, go to work, do all that stuff that keeps us from walking as much as we'd like.
What type of work do you do, David Bonowitz?
I'm actually the Family Services Director for Blount County Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, fantastic.
I frequently tell people that God used 26 years in the Air Force to prepare me for the toughest job I've ever done. But it's very satisfying.
Building houses for those in need.
Absolutely. And they don't let me pick up a hammer. I'm in the family services side, so I'm there with family selection, homeowner education, and then the tough love mortgage stewardship. So it's been a real interesting turn of events. I've been doing that now for about 10 years.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so when you meet somebody and you're recruiting them to join East Tennessee Wanderers to become a Volksmarcher like you, what's the pitch? What's the sales pitch?
Hey, the pitch is friendship, fun, fitness,
food.
Yeah. and really, that's the pitch. The pitch is it's low impact, it's easy. But it's a target. In fact, I've had members tell me that while they go out and walk in their neighborhoods, they like to have something on their calendar that says, I'm going to go out and I'm going to walk the Alcoa walk with the club next Saturday.
Sure.
Or in this case,
sure,
Frozen Head for this next Saturday. April 9th. And because that keeps me focused on, you know, I got to go do that. mm-hmm. as opposed to, oh, maybe I'll go do something. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just sit here and eat popcorn, you know.
Right.
So it's really the camaraderie. It's the group dynamic.
All right. Now, let's suppose that you were interested in really, you know, you do one and it's okay, but then you want to get more involved and maybe get some better shoes. What do you wear?
Shoes?
Just any old shoes? I mean, because my shoes, I don't like my shoes.
What I would suggest is you go to one of the athletic shoe stores.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to be embarrassed because I'm not sure who it is, but we have someone coming to our next club meeting to talk to us about
good shoes.
Good shoes.
Uh-huh.
And we do meet. We do have a club meeting. That's not the most fun part. The walking's the fun part. But we meet on the third Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. And we meet, we have been meeting at different locations, but we've now settled in on meeting at Earth Fair in Turkey Creek. They have a nice little meeting room and they have food. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it has to come and a close association with the Greenway up there. So it has about everything we could ask for.
I see you also have an upcoming meeting at the German restaurant in Farragut.
Oh, yes.
Which is renowned for not only its good food, but it's famous for slow service because they don't cook anything before you get there. Nothing is pre-done. You have to order it first and then wait and wait and wait for it to cook.
And it's well worth the wait.
Yeah.
This last year was the first time we did that. We decided October is
Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest, National Volkssport Month.
Did you get the Schweinshaxe?
There's a patch that's available for it, and there's a lot of beer. But the bottom line was we had a perfect location to have a social meeting as opposed to a meeting.
Yeah.
And that was it. And we really had a good time. We had good service. It might have been slow, but
that's part of the they advertise that when they say that.
Right.
This is when you come here, you know, expect to wait a while because
it's
their selling point.
Order.
Yeah, they don't cook the
food.
And
it was delicious food,
right.
And we also got to hear some interesting music as they serenaded us with the accordion, and
yes.
It was fun. It was,
and you really
fun.
Felt like a Volksmarcher that day.
Absolutely right.
And you say a lot of these guys in the group, not necessarily locally, but just generally speaking, are military guys who maybe got involved while they were stationed in Germany.
That was the influx into this country was military folks that had been assigned overseas, had been exposed to it there, where it was it's a big thing, big festivals, lots of beer, lots of food, lots of bratwurst, and that sort of thing. And lots of fun.
Have you seen these crazy shoes that look like bare feet? And
yes.
They look, I don't know even how to describe them. They look like you dip your feet in molten latex and then out they come. But they're actually shoes that are...
I've seen them. I've never put a pair on. I'm not sure I could see myself ever wearing something looking like that.
I've seen mostly college students wearing them, but also people who do walking and hiking.
And I've heard people say they're very comfortable. But again, I think it's everybody to their own.
My bare feet are not comfortable to me. I've got flat feet. I'm not happy with my feet.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to get it tailored to, but that's of course one of the nice things. Walking is very inexpensive.
Yes.
Not like you have to go out and invest in a lot of stuff. Shoes, good pair of shoes, nice pair of boots if it's a rough trail of some kind. Beyond that,
but you don't have to buy a trekking pole. You can find a big old stick.
Exactly right. And for this walk coming Saturday, it's just a narrow trail, and there's some stream crossings, and we just feel like people will be more comfortable if they've got a walking stick of some kind to help balance.
There you go. What's the age range of people who participate in your local chapter of East Tennessee Wanderers?
Locally, they're probably 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s as I get up into my age group.
They bring their kids too, or no?
Most of them, kids are grown.
Okay.
Now we did when we started. We had one young son, and he walked with us. And we started our treks across the country. And then we had the second one born, and he walked with us without walking, but we didn't give him credit. He didn't get any stamps
in
his book. Exactly right. On a stroller when we could, in a papoose or in a backpack. And when he walked his first walk, big celebration, he did walk in Helen, Georgia, which was quite hilly. And when he finished that—
Both places?
What's that?
Helen, Georgia?
Old joke. And I didn't get it either. But no, he then we you know, at that point, the four of us started collecting up our states, if you will.
But it also goes back to what you said earlier, that people with kids of a certain age are too busy with the kid activities.
Right.
So this is as your kids get to be high school, college age is when you finally have time to yourself and say, well, what can I still do at my advanced age? I'm 40. I'll go for a walk.
So it's kind of either end. It's when they're real young and they got to do what you're doing, or they're older and they're off doing their own thing.
Right.
In that in-between time, I totally was okay with the commitment we made to sports and to Boy Scouts and to raising those boys. And someday they may, you know, I kept their books and kept their stuff, and so someday they may end up being Volksmarchers on their own.
You want to get out and do it on Saturday at Frozen Head State Park? Go to the website easttennesseewanderers.org to find out all the information, the contact information for David Bonowitz. He's the trail master, the president of East Tennessee Wanderers, which is one of the Volksmarchers.
Yay.
An accredited member of the Volksmarching Association here in the United States. Congratulations, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate your being here. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.